Chapter 40. Pharaoh. He saw an SUV stop beside the limping figure. He couldn't see much more than the roof of the vehicle because of the line of parked cars along the street, with only a few spaces in between them. Pharaoh had already slowed to a fast walk. His back was going into meltdown. Hernandez clocked the vehicle too, and somehow put on a spurt. She didn't make it. At one moment, he thought she would, because at first the hooded limping woman didn't get into the car. She seemed to stall, undecided. Then she leapt inside, and the vehicle took off. Hernandez slowed down, stopped, bent over, and put her hands on her knees to catch her breath. She stayed that way for a few seconds, then straightened up and walked back down the street toward Pharaoh.
"Did you get a license plate?"
he asked. Hernandez was still out of breath. She just shook her head.
"You think that was the person who broke in?"
he asked.
"Maybe,"
was all she could manage.
"Did you see the way she hesitated when the car pulled up? That wasn't a getaway car. She thought about it before she got in."
"Pharaoh, let's hand this back to Statler and Waldorf. They're probably right. This was a domestic, and I'm guessing that was the perp."
Pharaoh gazed down the street.
"I told you, it's still their case. But this isn't a domestic. Say that was the perp. Why did she come back? It's not like it's full of her clothes or anything. There was still a lot of money in that lockbox, so it's not a robbery. Why come back to a crime scene? What the hell was she looking for?"